Yo, what the fuck is up? I just did the whole podcast, but it fucked up. You're doing it again. You know who it is. Heyoka King. That's the name. Reiner. From Bad Weekend Productions. I got kicked off Instagram for being too politically incorrect and wild. They don't like that I call stuff stupid. They don't like that I call it mental. They don't like when I tell someone whose daughter died getting pills. I'm not gonna lie, man. You're really milking this. Your daughter was a junkie. They don't like that. They don't like me saying, yo, those bad guy migrants that rape people are not good. They should not try to rape and kill people. So they say, fuck you.
That's who I am.
Baby. That's who I am.
Yeah. That's who I am.
Baby. I'm gonna put the tea inside of my misting device. It mists liquid. Oh, it's gonna smell nice. I tell them I say my name is Heyoka King, baby. I've been telling you, I said, there's a girl that I am really digging on in on. She's pretty attractive, yeah. But on top of being attractive, she's also pretty cool. I've never had a woman ever in my life show that level of boldness. I say, spontaneity in a beautiful woman's tough. I feel like in nature, it's usually a male entity that is the spontaneous one that draws excitement. But excitement was drawn to me when, in front of the whole class, rubbed up upon me. Like she wanted to take me home, have me forever, and then eventually store me in a showcase. Open my lips and pour alcohol, vodka, an unknown fluid right into my mouth. She's a dancer, and I think she's danced into my heart. She's younger than me, but she's old enough to buy alcohol and old enough to buy nicotine products. And I'm pretty sure she's old enough to not be addicted to going to, like, Chick-fil-A and fucking Sonic and shit. I like cooking my recipes and shit. She seems like she's pretty fit and she seems hot. She's very attractive, and I'm into the fact that she's bold because I meet a lot of boring ladies that can't hold their excitement. They can't hold their negative emotions by trying to embrace some sort of level of positivity. So she's fucking insane. And she's a brunette, and I'm in the crazy brunettes. She reminds me of that witch that I used to be drawn to so long ago. My problem is I don't want to be a hinder on someone below inside of a school function. I don't want to fucking walk up to someone at work or walk up to someone at school during class and do that. But I think that there's a whole different level of confidence and sincerity of walking up to someone and saying, hey, I think you're cool. Can I have your Instagram? Versus, yo, what's up, groovy lady? Has anyone ever told you that you're crazy and bold as fuck? Any girl can be fucking hot. And that's the problem, is they don't have that much fun, spontaneous bones in their body. I was basically manhandled by a beautiful woman that has a fit body that looked inside of my eyes, like, and felt up my muscles and upped me and downed me. And I was like, what's up? Pouring alcohol in my mouth. Give me some of that. You walk up to someone and say, I think that you're fucking bold as fuck. And you already know you're beautiful. But I wanted to let you know that at least I at least appreciate that you're not fucking boring. You're fucking wild. Woo! And then you say some shit like, God, you're pouring alcohol in my mouth, man. It is burnt in my fucking memory, like leaving a plasma screen television on for too long. And it's just fucking stuck. And I tell him, I say, if I can give you a gun, if I can give you a gun and you put a smile on your face and you can figure it out instantly and pull off a backhanded shoot behind you and kill an oncoming bad guy that's trying to be bad to us. And, it, you know, if you're a dancer, I know you know how to kick and shit. So what kind of, like, dancing do you do? Do you do, like, ballet or something? Do you, like, kick a lot? You're extremely fucking toned. You're built like someone that actually enjoys their fucking existence. You tell them, you say, I want your phone number. I want to fucking do cool shit with you. You're crazy and fun. And I like fun people. I don't like people just because they're physically attractive. I like people that I can do fun stuff with that are also fun and aren't bored to be in a good mood. Because that's hot. You could be a fucking... I mean, I just happen to like attractive girls that are usually brunette and have brown eyes. Ah! When I'm talking to my wisdom tells me, they says, pursue it. I got some lyrics down for a song, a rough cut. Hanging out, getting worked on a ton.
Just trying to chill. Life's such a thrill.
Going outside to explore. Or indulging in musical crafting hobbies indoors.
I tell him, I say, listen, baby.
Sunday. Don't you understand? Fucking, I gotta get one song, one track done for the Tainted Town music, and I got two of them pretty much almost done. I just gotta do some grand piano. And then bam, that one's done. First one's gonna be some simple shit. A big wide pad with some clanks and some shears over it. And that's simple. And maybe some clanks and packs. Maybe, you know what I mean? And then it's, you know, you get your fucking shit done. You go outside and you move around and you just get some decent sleep and you say, I can get my fucking shit done.
I can get my shit done.
I say every time I have a social media, I get it fucking suspended because I say whatever the fuck I want. I say whatever the fuck I want, and they don't like that. I don't care, man, if Instagram and YouTube and all that shit is like more, it's getting more strict, man. I grew up in a time that you could cause literal psychological warfare on the microphone, man. I'm what Joe Rogan wants to fucking be. But even he's tailored to some sort of worm-fed fucking bullshit. His shit needs to be told with an intention and purpose, and I just kind of am just insane and say stuff. I put the tea inside of my... It's not a... It's basically a tiny humidifier, but I forget what they call them. You put, like, oils and shit. Oh, shit. I thought that was a Charlie Brown theme. Black on the right. Nero si Bianco. Oh. Seeing is believing, baby. Then I told her that sometimes I feel so free. Don't you understand? You're my baby. Don't you understand? You're my baby. I told her, I said, listen, I'm not that big strung over about being on a place where people make pity posts and shit and try to just professionally waste all their time as attention seeking. I grew up in a time where posting on the internet was just like videos of you exploring or doing some sort of like hobby or hanging out with friends and shit. And it was like real life. It wasn't some scripted bullshit. Like 95% of the internet just reminds me that if I watch 5 minutes of it and any shorts or reels, I become dumb. And I'm not allowed to call things stupid anymore. You can't even call something stupid. That's too fucking far. Obviously, there's like, you can't say you want to rape someone or you want to kill someone or you want to blow up their fucking house. But, you know, tell me I can't say something stupid is dumb. I don't like that. That's too much. Then it just comes into a place that is too superficial to post only your fucking videos and pictures. And it's like, I try to talk to these fucking people. I'm like, yo, dude, I'm taking music production next semester. You can come in and do some recordings again. I need some artists. And he gives me some devil horns. Like, dude, give me some fucking artists that can work with. Fuck, man. I fucking hate Gen Z so much. Gen Z girls... God, anybody, and I'll put this in the math, anybody under the age of 29 and over the age of 19 is technically a Gen Z. But I don't want to date a 19, a 20, or a 21-year-old. So I'm just not that big. 2006. 2006 is when Gen Z started. No, 1996 is when Gen Z started. Gen Alpha started in 2012 or 2013, I think. So someone born all the way up to 2000. No, I gotta look that up. I'm looking that fucking up. Basically, there is a certain level of maturity for people, and even though they could be able enough to buy nicotine and fucking alcohol, they still might be addicted to fucking, I don't know, shopping for pants that they'll wear a couple times and throw in a closet and then try to sell online or some stupid shit. I don't fucking know. I've seen people just fucking waste their time going to fast food a couple times, getting DoorDash and shit. When does Gen Z end? 2012, hell yeah. So, basically, someone was born 1995 to these exact badges are widely recognized by major institutions. Occasionally find Gen Z is running from 1995 to 2009. How old is someone born in 2009? 16 or 17? 2012 would be fucking 13 years old. That's weird. But I can see why you got people that use different kinds of calendars and different kinds of meters and shit. Because that sounds kind of like propaganda-based to say that some people say that it's 2012 and other people say it's 2009. 2009 makes more sense. But even still, how old would someone who is 21 be? They'd be born. Don't tell me they'd be 21 years. Year. Oh, God. It's 2026. It'd be 2005. That seems like a better radar than 2009 or 2012. How old is someone born in 2005? Either 20 or 21. All right. So that's, I don't know, man. I don't really see, I mean, obviously there's red signs in someone that likes to drink all the time. And obviously if someone has alcohol on their person during class hours, maybe that's a red sign that they're a raging alcoholic and they're mentally unstable. But I don't know, man. I do acid sometimes. So it's like I can't really blame that someone be doing drunk, be getting drunk sometimes. I can't say shit. Is it bad that I'm attracted to someone just because they have fucking volumes of audacity for fixed reality? It's, you know, they're fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy. But it's bold. It's beautiful. Call that a heart murmur, but also call me a fool. I actually wear rose-colored glasses, so I can't see the red flags in people because I wear red glasses. They help me see better from like 6,000 feet away, 7,000 feet away. I can see if a light's red or yellow at least. If I can't see it, it's green. But if I can, and it's at the top, it's red. Obviously, it's going to be green after it's red. So that's how I do it. You know, all the green shit's just, all the green flags are gray, so you can't see shit. And all the red flags are just white. So it's like, it's almost like the world surrenders itself to you. You get this power, this insight that's deeper. I tell them I take them off and the world's blue and purple. And I look around and I say, this world is beautiful, baby. Is there room? You tell me that I'm your favorite. Can we make that mutual sometime? I need someone, I need to do some fun. And I want an adventure of someone fun. Do you like adventures? Well, do you? I'm the kind of dude that pulls out a fucking revolver and fires three quick shots and then attacks with a quick sword swipe followed by a backhanded dagger that goes diagonal and up. And a kick, a side kick. I do one of those, like, I get on my left leg and I lift it to the side. And then I lift my right leg up and I just out and curve. And the power, wham! It's like a fucking five-hit combo. Well, there's three hits, so one, two, three, sword, sword, stab, hit. What I need to do is I need to get some fucking boxing or some MMA shorts, because there's a kicking bag, a punching bag, you know, a heavy bag in there. And I used to do boxing and kickboxing, and it's amazing exercise that you can just turn on some stupid music and just sit there and beat the shit out of the thing. And you just sweat, and it's a whole body exercise. I go in my fucking pool, and I just tell myself that, and I, mind you, I've never played Assassin's Creed 4. I may have said this, I've never played it. But I basically know that it was voted to have the best water physics out of any game. At least when you're swimming in it. You know, it had bugs and shit sometimes. But for the majority, it was the best boat. Well, actually, Kingdom Hearts 3, ironically, has the best boat missions recorded, like ocean mission, ocean physics out of any game. But the swimming physics in Assassin's Creed 4 were voted best. So I just tell myself that I'm whoever the pirate guy in Assassin's Creed. I didn't play it, but whoever he is, I swim just like that. I'd be treading the water, and then I'd be stroking and moving my body forward. I tread the water up close, and then I move, and then I can flip, do the back stroke. And it's like, dude, I get to take, like, three sips of this acid shit, Blue Lotus psilocybin potion, and I just fucking swim in the pool and look at the fucking clouds. These fucking weirdos. Their album cover has naked ladies with war paint on it, though. And then one dude's dressed like a cowboy, then there's a clown, and there's a mime. And I do like that imagery. Because the dude with the two naked war paint ladies has not on the wrist, but on the hand, the stigmatas. And I don't know. I think that's deep. So I'm facing the dilemma of being equally bold and saying, hey, I don't really have social media because I'm too fucking crazy and they don't like that. I mean, cut that put out. I don't want to ask someone for their fucking Facebook or their Instagram. Fuck that. I deleted my Facebook in 2022. I said, I don't give a shit if my family's on here. I don't, you know, my dad's dead, but I don't really need to be on here where everyone just posts pictures and videos and whines, man. And they get high and they live stream while they're high. I don't need to be here. I would rather post like a 30-second video of me high wearing a cow hat and fucking going fucking Mac Wild. I tell them, I say, it's a look that the cow bucket hat. I mean, if you wear a bucket hat, it's already a sort of like more hippie, hipster leaning. But if you get the cow hat, it's kind of like monochrome. And I feel it balances out. I wear the fucking hat, and then I fucking wear the fucking red glasses. And I don't look like a fucking raver. I don't look like a fucking hippie. I look like a chaos hippie. I look like someone that plays bass guitar on a rigged recording system that they made in the woods while they fucking make moonshine. drive around in a van that they have fucking porthole windows drilled into the side to look like a submarine on the back. And they have a collapsible bed that they built that swings on a, you know, on a mechanical system, and they can just go on little adventures, and there's like a table in there. Get themselves a water machine and, you know, a second car battery system so they can have at least enough power to fucking cruise around. They don't have a TV in there. Fuck playing video games. They got a fucking stereo system in the back of this thing. Just a simple one, you know, a 5x1 subwoofer in place, right bam, smack where that window is, that sluice window that leads up to the front where the seat is. And I don't know, I would even take out the sluice. I would modify that so you can just like crawl through. And got the fucking subwoofer there, man. And two in the front, two front left, and two back, front left. I'm a simple man. I don't want to live in a bus with a bunch of fucking hippies that are going to be attention seekers. And simple. I have a unique philosophy that goes beyond just doing recreational drugs and being high and just kind of dazed and confused and navigating life with whimsy. I'm kind of doing the same thing, but I view it my own scholarly way. It's not just about blind, lustful pursuit of life and its wonders. I'm doing it with awe and imagination and perception to make art and to acclimate myself in a residual field where I'm on its same level. I gotta go get my mint paws. I tell them as simple as it fucking is. I really do. I tell them, I say, listen, I just want to let you know, I come from a world that I don't want. I'm learning more and more in my days that I really don't need a Harry Potter Marauder's Map themed joint holder. I don't need that. I mean, it does say, it does go hard if you're like a super Harry Potter fan, but I grew up as a child with Harry Potter, so it's not like out of the question that when I was like 5 or 6 years old, Harry Potter came out and I thought it was cool. Wait, Harry Potter probably came out like 2001 or 2002. So I was probably old enough, obviously, to play Rayman 2. When did Harry Potter come out? 2001, shit. So I was playing Rayman 2. So it must have been the first or second Harry Potter movie that I was coming out with. And I was about 7 years old. So you can't blame me for liking it. It was done well. And you know, a very strong, powerful, religious, Christian devoted woman that's, you know, that